This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Is brought to you by City of Hope, Conet Bahamas, Dunkin' Donuts, Kelly's Home Center, Maison Bahamas, Pendertal, Prep Banking Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
I got nothing left, just an empty heart. I'm a soldier, wounded, so I must give up the fight. There's nothing more for me. Lead me away. Or leave me lying here. Tell them I don't care. There's not a road I know that leads to anywhere. Without a light, I fear that I will stumble in the dark. Lay right down, decide not to go on. Then from on high, somewhere in the distance, there's a voice that calls, remember who you are. If you lose yourself, your courage will follow. So be strong tonight. Remember.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to call us today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316-325. 4316 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow 2.
Um,
It started the show with that song. It's called Sound the Bugle now. And it's from an animation movie. It was a major movie called Spirit. It was about a horse, a war horse. And that particular song played when the horse had been captured after evading capture for a long time and just was exhausted and discouraged of all that it had been through. And then, you know, the song says, the horse is saying, it's in the, you know, sound that bugle now, play it just for me. As the seasons change, you know, remember how I used to be. I'm wounded, you know, and I'm out there stumbling in the dark. But then at a point, the story turns for the horse that says, you know, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You're a soldier. And you got to get up and fight in this battle once more. And that's worth fighting for. And I played that because as I look around the world today, in particular, as I look around the leadership of the world today, in the government realm, all around the world, people feel like they are in a real time. I mean, it's coming at people from all directions. Like, you have to listen to me carefully, please. It's coming at people from within, because I think our own minds, we are wrestling with the sometimes seeming futility of having it and not having it. You're hearing me? The folks who have it are having challenges. Psychological, mental, spiritual challenges. Things, big fancy house, big fancy car, nice clothes, and you think they're good. No, they're not. Many of them are not. But from within, there is a storm at play for many. So they're financial means allows them to provide, to buy pleasures, you know, vacations and dinners and stuff. And that's great because it does provide some relief. But then they have to go home and lay on their beds and wrestle with their thoughts. And it's torturous for many. And then the people without, they have on top of the without, they have the same buggy load of storms brewing in their own heads. So there's a lot of internal discomfort, it seems to me, afoot, around, in so many peoples across the planet. And then you add on top of that, like, In too many instances, it seems like governance in the world has gone crazy. Crazy. I mean, like, seriously, some of the things that I hear, I see, I'm wondering, like, what? So let me tell you what I wonder. As I observe it, okay? Now, you tell me if you are wondering this with me, right? So if you are a leader in public life, now, so you're a leader in public life. in your doings, in your conduct, there you would think, okay, just you would think that there is high regard for what I say or what I do matters to the people for whom I say I am saying and doing it for. That's what you would think, right? So I would be careful that this policy in the main is actually going to mash up a lot of people. And so why would I want to do that policy? Or the way I'm doing this policy, even though it might help people, I don't care if they don't know all the details. I really don't. I don't want them to meet. They'll find out when I'm ready and I'm getting ready to tell them. I don't care really. I care that they make a noise, but I don't care enough to change my behavior. And honestly, I really don't care anymore that much, it seems, about how I relate to and connect with other people. And that doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm gonna do whatever I'm doing because I am in charge. And in the midst of all this, man, this is my impression. You please call and text me and tell me, no, I don't share that impression. In the midst of it all, and can I say this? What I am about to say, I don't believe is new. I think it has been growing over time. So I'm not saying it's new so that no one gets, listen to me, I have on a red shirt today. All I did was went in my closet, I had on a blue pants, and I said, you know what? Pull out the red shirt so I could wear my pants and shirt. And I thought to myself, you know, the silly season is emerging. You know what's going to happen, right? And I was walking inside, and I could tell from the first look of this lady, she said, oh, you're wearing a red shirt. I said, yes, and the other day I was wearing my yellow shirt. Oh, I don't believe that. It's like, you know what? Honestly, do you, boo? So, it's nothing, what I'm saying is not new in terms of what I am observing, but it seems to me that the level about the connectedness of government to people is really high. Like really high, meaning that I see government acting. I see governments acting. And so you know I'm talking globally, right? Including the Bahamas. I see governments acting, but are they acting in any way that has anything really to do with me or only have to do with the thoughts in their head and the stories they've said to themselves in their heads about what they're doing for me? Does it matter to them that what they are doing is remotely connected to my well-being in the actual world? In the United States of America, virtually every poll, including the Fox poll, has Donald Trump's approval rating worse than any other president at this point in their tenure, 100 days, in the last 80 years. That notwithstanding, he thinks, and all the folks who adore him think, it's great. Mind you, think about this. See, people, it's very strange. So Donald Trump, as an example, and his folk will say, I don't pay attention to polls. But do you know, folks, do you all know this? an election is a poll. Do you know that? It's a poll that matters in the end to an outcome that gets determined. But it's a poll. That's what happens. You poll population during election time and you ask them, who do you want? And they say, well, I want Mr. Trump. And that's how you get the winner. So people's view then matters to who becomes the government. I poll a population, I survey a population, if it's done scientifically, and it seems that most people think X, Y, and Z, I don't care. It doesn't matter. But in the mean, like here in the Bahamas, I haven't done a poll. But I've heard of internal polls these parties are doing. And I hear about these internal polls from the people in the party. And there is discontent here at home. Right? There's discontent about many things. Notice I didn't say FNM, PLP yet. I didn't say government opposition yet. I just said many things. Because you're not sensitive. You're not getting more sensitive, some of y'all. I heard a piece of Howard's show today, and folks falling in. They were just stumping for Prime Minister Davis, and boy, you all need to give him a chance and give him a break. And I said, wow, same thing was being done when Minnis was under fire. And then, the Guardian, this, that, the same thing was being done when Minnis was under fire. It was so bad under Prime Minister Minnis. The Guardian could tell you some things about how they were impacted by the perception. That was them. Now these people talking about, oh, you are just against the PLP. And listen, you're biased. You're unwilling to have historical context to the life you are living. And so you choose, because your feelings are hurt and you're scared for your party, one narrative or the other. So the FNM does it, PLP does it, depending on what's going on and who's in office. People get scared and nervous, and then they start blaming you. They don't look at their own parties and say, okay, rally now. Even if these people are wrong, is their perception a thing that we have to deal with? No. They won't come fight you. Fight you for believing what you believe in, feeling what you feel, and experiencing what you feel. They won't fight you. What I would say, I won't fight with you, man. So people feel like wounded soldiers, man, stumbling in the dark. Like the feeling, generally speaking, in a lot of spaces, it's not a good one, not a happy one, not an optimistic one. Now, I didn't say everybody feels like that. Some people are feeling very optimistic. They're getting greased, or they are finding opportunities, not through government, but through their own ingenuity and endeavors. And so they are feeling okay. But unfortunately, public life isn't just about your private situation, good or bad. It's about a general sense of forward motion or backward motion. So I wanted to play that song to say, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Yeah. Whatever's happening out there, however real the struggle, however displeased you are with who is doing what, etc., remember who you are. Remember who you are. Because in the midst of it, there are the things you can control and the things you can't control. the one thing you can at least attempt to control is the attitude you take toward what you're seeing out there. And don't let nobody be a trigger for you. Try to find out what is real, what is true, what matters, and fight for those things. Because you're a soldier, and you are in a battle. And if you're going to be free, you better remember who you are. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
You're a soldier now, fighting in a battle to be free once more. Yeah, that's worth fighting for.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who ran into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to get 232 or 325-4316 from the Family Islands, 242-305-7220, you can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Senator Lang, how are you, sir?
Shivago Lang, what's going on?
Yeah, listen to me. That song that you came on your show with, if I had the guest, who would have been the guest on the show, I would have to say Dr. Minutes. That's the ideal song for Dr. Minutes. You must learn him that.
Whenever
you mount a podium, that would be the song for it.
Yeah, and I'm sure you would like that.
Yeah, man, that's him.
Yeah, I'm sure you would like that. I'm sure you'd like that. That'd be very helpful to your cause.
listen to me. He be better use that. See, it's a strong song.
I'm talking about the Bahamian people. There are many Bahamians for whom that song is relevant. Many. But they are in a battle. They are in a fight for their survival, for their prosperity, for their success, for their forward motion, and that of their children. There are many, 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 Dr. Minnis.
I'm talking in the position that Dr. Minnis is in right now.
No, but but you're talking what you're talking, and I'm talking what I'm talking. There are many Bahamians for whom that, well, they could text you and tell you that song is relevant.
Okay, then. Well, it is true. It's a touching song. I wish you could play the whole thing before the show over.
Let us hear the whole song.
I just heard a voice or two, and I've already loved the song. First of all, I've heard the song.
Yeah, man, it's from the movie Spirit. The movie Spirit.
But let's try, see if we can play the whole thing before the show ends.
It's sang by Michael W. Smith.
Who sings it?
Michael W. Smith.
That's a Christian man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's a Christian man. I heard of him. So you heard about the news of Pastor T.D. Jakes, eh?
If I what?
The news of Pastor T.D. Jakes.
No, I ain't no news about
T.D.
Jakes.
Yeah, he stepped down and gave the church to his daughter and his son-in-law.
Okay.
Check the newsroom. Right. The newsroom should have it.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. So, you know, this Motivation Monday, so you're not trouble. I mean, let me tell you all something, right? Listen. Y'all accustomed to me talking straight or not, right? You normally, talk straight. Sometimes I don't say some things because I don't think it's appropriate or, you know, I have some concerns about how it might come across, right? So sometimes, but I normally, when you hear me talk, I talk straight. Gay or something. The silly season is upon us. You know what I mean by the silly season, right? We are entering the election period. Things change now. Right? You can tell, you don't even have to guess it now. The army has been told on both sides, listen, man, you got to be vigilant now. Answer everybody. Pick up them telephone lines and make sure you... That's not a criticism. That is what political parties ought to do to defend their positions. FNMs, PLPCOIs, they ought to try to get their message out. That's going to happen. The reason, so that's not the silly part of it, that you are making an effort to shape the narrative of your own functioning and offering is not silly. Can I help you guys with something? So let's be sensible about this. The PLP defending its term in office is absolutely what it should do. Absolutely. It should defend its term in office. The FNM providing an assessment of that term in office as critically as it might do is exactly what it should do while it's offering, while both parties will offer what they propose to do. COI, same thing. They offer its assessment of both parties and of their offerings for the country. So none of that is silly. It's nonsense to call that stuff silly. That is political campaigning in its purest form. What is silly is a number of things. It is silly to lie on each other, to tell untruths to the public. That's silly. Not only is it silly, it's wrong. Not only is it wrong, it's corrupt to lie on the other. You could be misinformed. And lying, you know what I mean by lying. Lying means you know the thing that you are about to say about the FNM, the PLP, the COI, the DNA. You know that thing to be untrue, but you can say it anyway because it makes them look bad or it makes you look good. And so I'm going to say it anyways. That is silly. It is silly to misrepresent the facts and truth about what you've been about. FNM, PLP, DNA, anyway, COI, all on here. It's silly to do that. it's silly to pretend that the public don't have no sense to be able to evaluate what you say. That is silly. That's silly. And it's silly to have your supporters trying to make foul water smell sweet or bitter herbs taste sweet, when in fact, a bitter herb is a bitter herb. And putting sugar on it don't change it from being a bitter herb. It might just change the taste of how it come across. But it's still a bitter herb. That's all silly. It's silly to get mad with your cousin, your auntie, your mummy, your daddy, your brother, and your sister because they help you in UFNM or they COI and UPLP and FNM and so forth and so forth. It's silly to do that. It's absolutely silly to do that. It's silly to run around and see people wearing a color shirt and think you got to be FNM, you got to be PLP. That is very silly. It's silly to look on people and think, I can look and see you as a PLP. That is not only is that silly, that's ignorant. So when all of these kinds of things are happening in the course of an election period, that's the kind of stuff we call silly. So that season is coming upon us and already started. Already starting. Right? And so I wanna warn you to make it make sense for yourself, man. Right? By making it make sense. Okay, listen. Everybody, most people have their preferences. Political preferences, right? Nothing wrong with that. Stop cussing people for being PLP and cussing people for being FNM and cussing people for being COI, man. I bless God that I live in a country where people could decide who they want to affiliate with, politically speaking. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. I live in a democracy. I live in a... What else? No, sir. The alternative to that is dangerous, nasty, and awful. Don't want it. I don't want no leader who feels like because I'm opposed to him, he got to do something to me. He can sic the terms of, he can sic the government machinery on me. Really? Really? Boy, let me tell you something. You want to see me get back in politics? You let the machinery of government get turned on me simply because of what they think I believe or who I support. Oh, you're not worried about that. I don't care how much I say I wouldn't do something. I would fight against that, and it could be FNM or PLP. If the FNM did it, if the FNM were in government and did it, I would go to the PLP and fight with them to get rid of them. You all hear what I say? And I ain't joking. If the PLP did it, you ain't got to worry about me. I'd fight with the FNM to get rid of them. Why I say the FNM or PLP? Because the truth of the matter is, right now, they're the two most viable parties to get any other party. That's reality. Right? You don't want to live in that kind of situation. You want to be free to choose, to decide without duress. That's what I want. And I want to live in that kind of country. I want that kind of country for me and my children and all your children and all of you. That's what I want. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand, everybody.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
April, Duncan is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support. And you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Duncan location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for REACH and the Seahorse Institute. Duncan, fueling communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Duncan.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at Cancer.
Ready for the pre-Mother's Day sale at Conn in Bahamas, April 16th to May 16th. 35% off everything in the store except the AC units. Enhance your home with beautiful new cabinetry, granite or quartz countertops, PVC and hurricane impact windows, beautiful porcelain tiles, vinyl or laminate flooring. It's a 35% off pre-Mother's Day sale at Conn in Bahamas. All locations, Freeport, Nassau, Abaco, and Eleuthera. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 326. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. While we're at it, in the silly season too, you start to hear people talk about political leaders and candidates and their families and these personal pathways. That's also silly nonsense, right? I mean, a man who, or woman who offers himself or herself for public life, a judge them. Now, there may be some personal things that bleed into how you perceive they may govern. And so, okay, you can make a rational call on that. But that ain't how we just get, man. We just get some nasty ways about us sometimes during these politics, these games we play, you know? Because, you know what I say if a political party or a political person needs to dominate their conversation about the other side by virtue of personal attacks to bring them down, it means that they have not enough elevated goods to be able to make an impression on the public, so that they need to bring somebody lower than they are just to up. And that is sad. You aren't campaigning on your gifting. You aren't campaigning on your achievements. You aren't campaigning on your strength. You're campaigning in the hope that their weakness is so much worse than my weakness that people would choose my weakness over their worse weakness. Boy, that's an ugly dog. Yeah, but this dog uglier. All right, so good. Let me choose the ugly dog. Stack says, Mr. Lang, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate what you are saying today and the song you played. I am a Bahamian. I care for all Bahamians. This country is about to undergo a big change if both the PLP and the FNM continue to disregard people and have their cronies use scare tactics to intimidate us. We are the many, you are the few. It will come a time when the Bahamians stand up and take back their country from unethical rulers whom only desire to empower themselves and family members and friends. I have a private business and I work for a private business. I want to see all my fellow Bahamians excel and do well and be able to support their families as well as you do. I don't care about COI. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Minister. How you doing?
Hey, Radio Papa. How are you, man?
We're chilling on. Thank God for life. Minister, you know, I was earlier listening to the show, but first, I hear you say something just now, some of the things with some of the leaders go through and stuff like that. Oh. I don't know if you're talking the same language, like, I don't know if I'm old enough also to appreciate to know some of the other things some of the other ministers are going through, but I could say with that particular one, Perry, I think, I don't know if to say the part of public treatment. I know he's still loved and he's very popular. He's one of the one of those prime ministers, I think, who goes straight across the board like the Hubert Ingram, where PLPs and FNMs enjoy his company, but I think some of the things eventually I remember one of the election. I don't know if that's the same trend with you going on, but I wanted to say something what I heard on the show earlier, what you was talking about. I think he had his wife with him and one individual went as far as to call him names in front of his wife, even spot on them. It was reported in the news.
Yeah, that's
that before,
nonsense.
Before he became, I mean, and that would have been either the second time around or something, and I believe he ran the election right then after that. And whilst he was the prime minister, I think someone sang a song about his daughter or something. Yeah. Like that. So yeah, they do
and then they toss stuff at Ingram when he was going to the house.
Oh yeah, peanuts and bears and stuff. But I believe Perry Christie ran through the woods. I could be wrong. That's just my opinion.
Now, I don't know all that everybody went through. It's all silliness, you know, silliness.
Yeah, all silliness, that's the bottom line. And I talk about only what I know reported on the news. There ain't nothing private or no gossip.
Right, only what reported on the news.
You know, I was listening to the show earlier, and the topic came up where they were saying that, you know, and it sounded like you were saying something like it's the silly season, and it's silly when you really try to tell people how to think or what they're feeling. Right. And someone was pointing out that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party was saying, PLC is if you don't have nothing good to say about the party, don't say nothing. And I said, if that make you not a PLP, if you say something that you see in the country is heading in the wrong direction or some of the decisions they're making, they're transparent enough and they promise to do this and promise to do that, but they're doing it the opposite way, like DPL, all the signing and everything. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a bunch of silliness. Also, you could add that to it. You know, the PLP chairman. Anyone who tell people, you know, if you was an FNM, you was a PLP, you can't speak. Come on, man. They don't know what you feel.
Well, I can understand a chairman wanting his supporters to not criticize them publicly. But as you say, you know, they live in a free country, and they could.
Yes.
That doesn't make them not PLP or not FNM. They just
and it don't make you not PLP because I say that ain't water you turn on me. That's pee. You turn pee on me, and you telling me I must accept that like water. Come on.
And in fact, when your supporters get to that point, if they're genuine supporters, and they get to that point, you really need to take a look at yourself.
What you're saying is sickening my mentally or politically mentally,
No, what I'm saying is, are we doing the right thing? If I have many of my supporters who are willing to go out publicly and criticize me,
I think what you'd be teaching us is it leave up to us to try to keep them in check. I think sometimes they've lost their way. And it ain't just, it ain't the philosophy of the party, you know. It's the leadership sometime. Because if you compare one from the other, or the Ingram and this one and the next one, they different. So us, the people, we got to keep them in check. And you could criticize a party even if you opposite of them, especially if they wrong. And if you in a party, you could criticize them. It don't mean that you love them no less. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
In the end of the day,
you still make your decision who you go vote for. But you could criticize them, man. Come on. What, they ain't no PLP if they criticize you? What, you can take their job away, Fred? Anyhow, y'all keep up.
Thank you, Papa. Appreciate you calling, man. Thank you. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
I'm all right, you know. Just want to expound on a bit on what you say just for a second or two, you know. I agree wholeheartedly with all of your sentiments when you talk about Buddhist city, right? In terms of how the electorate behaves. Because I believe what is also silly is for big grown persons who are elected to the highest office of the land to be victimizing innocent people. Mm-hmm. We all pay taxes into the consolidated fund, which funds these projects like school repair, some repair, et cetera, et cetera. Why is it that they would victimize innocent people who just, I mean, some of them put on these political shades innocently. The campaign, you know, for their side lose. And you're going to victimize people and want us
and
to
you
have
should,
a better
and you,
country?
And you if you, and silly? Listen, if you put on your shirt for your size, you're the band and well, so what? You, the political shirt, and you put it on while you're prime minister?
No, but my point is, when you wear your shirt, if your party lose, you get punished.
I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
That it's silly to victimize someone for doing what you went and developed the country to do, which was to be free to choose how they want to vote. And then after the vote, now you want to victimize them. That's silly. It's really silly.
And it's also sad, you know, because
it is sad.
You know,
it
you can't
sad.
Tell me these people who are campaigning don't love their country. And they're only, and all you're doing, Mr. Lang, is sharing ideas on how best to move the country forward. Now, if you get personal with people, attacking people personally, and you ascend to power, then, I mean, the human nature thing to do is to be the bigger person. But if you come down on someone for attacking you personally, I mean, I don't support that. This mudslinging and stuff, I never supported that.
I appreciate you calling, man. I appreciate you calling. We're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after the news.
And I just can't keep living this way. So today, I'm breaking out of this cage.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So hang in there, folk. Hang in there. Remember the important thing is to keep your wits about you. To not allow yourself to be triggered into nasty, petty attitudes, right? And not to allow yourself to become like the people seeking to cause you injury, right? One person put it this way: the greatest revenge is to be unlike the one who caused the injury in the first place. Now, that might seem hard, but it shows a strength and it gives you it allows you to live in paradise. Because if you can be triggered by external forces and factors and people all the time, you will live in the hell they create for you. That's what will happen. Every time they do a something that they, and don't spiteful people who know your trigger, they will be have you shooting off all day long. And all you show in that is weakness. All I show is weakness when we are just succumbing to the triggers that that we have because people are pulling our strings. People walk past you, they know you PLP, they say something, you go off. They know you FNM, you go off. They doing it. They trying, they giving you looks to do it. They saying things to trigger you. They want to do that. And you then get to live in the hell they create because they want company in the hell they're living in. That's what they want. They want company in the hell that they are living in. They are living in a frustrated hell of their own making, and they blame it on you, and they want you to live and dwell with them. And that's why when you live in your paradise of calmness, of, you know, you can get angry. A thing makes you angry, but you're not going to let it govern your behavior, and you're not going to let it linger. Because you can come, you know, y'all ever notice, ducks are territorial. And if two ducks get in a row and a fight and a fuss, a heated fight and a fuss, what the duck will do is the duck will flap its wings fast, 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 fast. And then you'll watch the duck go right back to sailing calmly across the water. You know what the duck did? Right? And what it does is, in flapping his wings fast, it is releasing the energy that got created because, or the energy that emerged because of the angry state it was in. Because what is anger? Right? What is an emotion? An emotion is energy in motion. That could be energy in joyful motion. It could be energy in sad motion. It could be energy in angry motion. And so by flapping its wings, it gets rid of that loose energy and dissipates it so that it can go back to calm. And that's what we have to learn to do when people keep triggering us, man. In these political seasons, they keep triggering us. And we got silly leaders who follow some of these triggers themselves and then start triggering people all the time. Seeing too many instances of leadership in the world, not just in the Bahamas, I said leadership in the world, they are just nakedly terrible. Nakedly terrible. They are as petty as some of the people they lead. They are doing nothing to uplift people to a higher sense of self. They're doing nothing to uplift people to a higher consciousness, to a place of love and unity and inspiration and respect and regard. They are right there in the mud, muddying up the people with themselves and thinking that they are leaders. They might be leaders. They ain't no good leaders. They're not. Now, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad with me. In my observation of Michael Bindad and Philip Brave Davis, our prime minister, I do not see them as those kinds of people. I have not observed that in them. I have not observed that they are. Now, what they're doing in the background, I can't tell you because if I'm there, I can't accuse nobody of anything. So don't tell me, oh, you just know. But I'm talking about their public displays have demonstrated to me that they have not been prepared to goosey people into petty nonsense. They might have some people right in them. Thank God for that, actually. I don't know what they can do come the campaign, and I can be listening and observing. And thank God for that. But some of this nonsense talk I see happening around the world is craziness, awful terribleness, unbecoming leadership. Unbecoming good, decent leadership. Unbecoming. Absolute nonsense. makes the world a more dangerous place, makes the world a terrible, a place that is more risky to live in. I don't want no leadership like that. This text says, good day. I have been halfway listening to your show. Yes, it is silly season, but what I think we should be doing is thinking about country first. I like your duck analogy. Go for a run when someone thing gets you vexed and return to a country first mindset. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if politics is anything, it is about the collective experience of the people in the country through the governing process. That's what it's about. Politics is not about an individual pursuit. It is not. It is as collective an endeavor as you will ever get. It is supposed to be as selfless an endeavor as you will ever get. It ain't about your money, your personal private money. It ain't about your personal private achievement. It ain't about your personal private ego. Politics is about the governance of a community of people, about the commonwealth. That's what politics is about. And if you do silly to see that, I'm sad for us. That's what politics is about. How can I do the most I can do, the best I can do for the most? And where the minority exists, is there anything I can do to safeguard them, protect them, ensure that their rights are not violated? That's what it is about. I'm not enriching my personal friend over on the corner there. Enriching the one who could enrich me in the end. That's not what it's about. It's not. And I've never been about that. Never believed in that. Never. Sometimes you'd have heard of people who've been very helpful and supportive to you. Not what it's about. It's about trying to accomplish the most you can for the country. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Okay. And so, the soldiers in the Bahamas, soldiers, the people who accept that theirs is a mission to fight against injustice, theirs is a mission to fight against poverty, theirs is a mission to wrongdoings, theirs is a mission to fight to get and claim a better place, a better space for all. So I just got to remember who they are. Remember every day who you are. You are not a whole hateful soul. You are a loving soul. You are not a petty soul. You are a conscientious soul. And you are someone who tries to see things for what they are, not for what you are wanting them to be for the sake of some private this, that, and the next thing. You could see what you would like a thing to be, but you have to see that once you know what a thing is. Right? You could imagine you are fighting to make a door white that's already white. It's a wasted energy. The door's already white. Why are you fighting? But you refuse to see it. Why? Because they tell you the door blue. And they are my people. I support them. So they tell me the door blue. I believe the door is blue. And I go fight for this blue door to become white. The door already white. Let's work on that. The FNM, the PLP, the COI, can none of them come to me and try, and they could try, but they cannot convince me to make a crooked path straight, straight path crooked, a black thing white, a white thing black, a good thing bad, a bad thing good. You can't do that to me. Now, if there's some flaw in my perception, et cetera, and what have you, if you have the wherewithal to help me beyond that, no problem. No problem. I'll concede it. No, I had that wrong. I had that all together wrong. Right? But I'm not going to accept that, oh, well, this is good for me because you say so. What you mean it's good for me because you say so? If it's good for me, I will experience the good, true or not true. Before I experience the good, you got to tell me why it's good for me. You have to show me that, not merely because you say so. You can't just say it, it's going to be so. We're going to have better energy. We're going to have better this. We're going to have better that. You can't just tell me that. That's what dictators do. That's what authoritarians do. They tell you things and expect you to believe it simply because they tell you that, which means that I put my trust in you and not in my intellectual ability to reason. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. You ain't God. You ain't God, bro. You're a man. You're a woman. I'm not going to put my trust in you simply because you say something. We have to reason this out. You have to demonstrate this to me in a way that goes, yeah, yeah, I feel that. But you can tell me people ain't create warmth for me, and I feel the warmth. How are you going to tell me? I'm not accepting that. Because that's a path to a dark place. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello? Okay. This text says, I really do appreciate the positive energy you try to inject each day on your show. Oh, if only folks would listen.
Hello.
Ingest and digest and exhibit. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Yes, yes, sir. Go right ahead. I don't know what was happening, but what's going on here?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I hope you give me a moment of your time. Sparky here. Mr. Lang, hey, I agree so much with what you said, because I can tell you something that happened to me no longer than last week. I am one of those, Mr. Lang, little older than you. I've gone through all our prime ministers, including Mr. Finlay. I've gone from Mr. Finlay of PLP. I've gone to Mr. Hubert Ingraham, who was a bona fide PLP that switched, became a prime minister under the FNM. I've gone through Mr. Christie. I've gone through Mr. Minnis. Now I'm going through Mr. Philip Edward Braid. I've professed myself to be a PLP from a youngster. When I started voting in the Valley, we known senator to be a PLP stronghold. Terry Christie was there for 40 years and bragged about him being in House Assembly for 40 years. Things changed, and he slipped there. Hubert Ingraham came back, and then Brave came, and then Minnis came, and whatever have you. But the other day, I made comment now. Mr. Lang, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I made comment the other day. We have grown. We have matured. The world itself has changed with social media and all of this kind of thing. We have improved in many cases. We've fallen down in many cases. But I don't think we moved forward 51 years. I think we slept backwards. I think during the era of Mr. Finlay, he started off great. But money and power came to him, and after 25 years, he became like a little mini dictator, and the country got rid of him and his cronies. And that's what the country has been doing ever since. If you don't like what you do, we're getting you out in one time. Not no 25 times in here no more. And see, when you speak out now, your own people, you was a PLP last election, you ramp and rave and made sure that they were elected, but don't say nothing bad about them now. If you hurting, you just take the pain. And the other day, I heard somebody jump on me and said that I was someone, he got the right to do that. That we must not say nothing bad about the PLP if we're PLPs. But hey, we are talking about our country. If you're the PLP and I see you messing up, and you messing up my country, for me, my children, and my grandchildren, and my heirs, and my heirs and officers, whatever have you, I need to speak up now to protect my country and my children. My job is not to protect the prime minister. Philip Edward Brad Davis is doing very well financially. He's doing very well in his business. Hey, God bless the prime minister. But first of all, Sparky to start with protecting my country. Now, I could be a PLP, but I still could talk for my country because I want my daughters and my sons and my grandchildren to benefit. I want my country to benefit, not foreigners coming in my country, taking over, telling me it's more us here than y'all, than us. Every time they want something, they get it.
I got you, Sparky. Thank you very much. Well said. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we'll listen to you.
Hi, good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Great, and good day to the nation. Mr. Lang, wow. Where do I start? Mr. Lang, doesn't the good book says that a kingdom that is divided cannot stand?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can't you find that in the good book? Okay.
Yeah. A kingdom divided against itself, yeah.
If I say that I am a PLP, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I come on the talk show, and every time I start with, I'm a PLP, and this was from the conception now. This was from the victory of the PLP. I've been coming on the talk show saying, I am a PLP, but I've been fighting against the negative things against the PLP from the time they won to the present date now. But I always start my contribution with, I am a PLP, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a divided kingdom, or is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not, because a divided kingdom is not one person against the kingdom. Any kingdom that can't survive one person that's opposed to it ain't no kingdom. Divided kingdom is a kingdom where a critical mass of people are divided against each other in the kingdom. Critical mass. And critical mass is a sufficient number to alter the outcomes of the things in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will accept that. I will accept that, Mr. Lang, because case in point, with what you said just now, there's only about a handful of people who have been really throwing some big rocks at the PLP from the PLP one, but they keep saying that they are PLPs, and I don't understand. Okay. Now, and what else I don't understand is, how is it that you can call the talk show and make a comment, and everybody's supposed to agree with you and accept what you're saying, but when somebody else calls the talk show and put their point of view across, you want everybody to go against somebody else's point of view? It is wrong.
Yeah, but
understand.
Yeah, that's just human.
Some of them go as far as to when you make when they call your name and they say who you is and all, and that is petty. It is childish and it is petty, Mr. Lang. We are all adults. We are all human beings. We are all behemoths and everything. I mean, what is this all about? I mean, my thing is, I always call for peace. I always call for positive reactions and stuff. But the people want negative. They want to be negative. They want to talk negative. Every time when you try to speak something positive, they want negative. So I don't know. I don't understand. But anyhow, Mr. Lang, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your commentary to politics and silly season and everything. Now the silly people are going to call after me. Have a good day.
Thank you, my friend. This text says, yes, it is the silly. It is silly to victimize the meek. But it is totally okay for the practice to be tolerated every 5 years from the masses. Make it make sense. Change. I don't understand that at all. I might as well tell you. If that was intended to be a parable, you achieved that end, because I don't understand it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, man?
Right here, my brother. Spent quite a while listening to a lot of the talks. Haven't been calling in much. But, you know, it's really amazing. And not deliberately or in the intent to call in to speak directly to the previous caller. You know, there are many of us who were once PLPs who do not. And we've watched over the political years in this country where the PLP is far removed from the original intent of the party. You know, and many of us have become very disgusted at the majority of where this party is today. When I say the majority, for someone to come out and tell its supporters not to speak openly about the atrocities that's being done within the party, that's basically
bordering on dictatorship. You shouldn't have to tell any of your supporters not to talk about anything publicly. In other words, what you're doing is you're trying to paint a false picture that your party is perfect and there's nothing going on within the party. That is what that paints to a whole lot of persons who know differently. For your persons then to speak honestly, to chastise their party, whether it's in private or public, you know, to get them to do things right or do some things that they feel should be done correctly, and you choose to, in other words, ignore them by inserting or asserting your power over them to determine whether they should put the muzzle on their mouth or not to do something, I think that is wrong. And that is
I could understand a chairman trying to encourage people to vent their disagreement or what have you inside instead of outside. But you can't tell people, like sometimes the way you say things to people, it'll make a difference, right? You can't tell good to say, don't say nothing. Really?
Okay.
Right? So, but I could see a chairman wanting you to not vent negative things as a supporter against the party. I could see that, but he needs or she needs to come to you and say, you know, let me provide an avenue for you to be able to talk, to see how we could bring about some of the change you are advocating. If you can't do that for your supporters, don't be surprised they mount these airwaves and stuff and start spewing. So don't be surprised about that.
Well, I'll close on this one point, Shivago. The thing is also, you know, the previous caller made a statement that it's only a handful of persons within the party that obviously is on the public airwaves making statements against their party. Well, not even really against their party. It's against, probably against some of the policies and procedures that they're doing within the party. And I want to enlighten him. Unless you have done a poll of everybody in that party to determine to bring some validity to the statement that you made, I don't think you really know what's really going on in your party, because a lot of persons are silent for the mere fact they love their party, they love probably the leaders of their party, and they don't want to ripple the waters. But don't think a whole lot of people aren't pleased with what's going on in the party. And I want to make this quite clear. The same thing that we're talking about the PLP in this particular instant, we can also say about the FNM or the COI. It applies straight across the board for all political parties. Stop underestimating your people, because it is not only your people that determines the outcome of a victory in an election. Remember, to swing voters from these other parties who give you that opportunity to win the election. Also consider what they feel. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you, man. In the case of the COI, it ain't impossible for the COI to become government without PLPs and FNM supporting it. Not possible, right? You need that much vote, that many votes. This says, silly season never ended because one political organization never stopped campaigning even through 4.5 years in opposition. That has to be one biased statement. That's just crazy. That's just crazy talk. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. You're not alone. All of it, you feel
like you For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and how
having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers from I know it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I try it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. This Texas, good day, Mr. Lang. Can we say to hell with all these parties? Let's make you the mayor and you pick your team in Mark Stallboy's. Ah, boy, no, I don't want that. Says, you could imagine that we, the people, have to wait 5 years to support a new government or keep the old government, and this man, chairman of the PLP, to tell the Bahamian people, don't say nothing. He's out of order. He crossed the line. Y'all don't know what political pressure feels like, eh? So let me tell you all, right? Don't tell nobody I tell you. Don't tell nobody. Let me tell you something. This is what political pressure feel like. You know the tide turning. What I mean by the tide turning, I don't mean in terms of your popularity or not. I what you know is, okay, we got elected 5 years ago. This is any party now, FNMPLP. Any party, and it would be COI if that happened. We know we got elected 5 years ago. When you get elected, you got the power. Yeah, the people voted for you. And in the initial stage, you try to pay attention to them because, you know, now that little honeymoon period, you're trying to make sure she realizes, yes, I love you and I listen to you. And then over time, you start feeling your own self. Man, we got this. We charge for it. And so you're comfortable because ain't no election next year. Ain't no election in the year after that. Ain't no election the year after that. So you start feeling yourself, man. Okay, what we need to do, what we could do, what we could do. I run this, I do this, and so you straight. And then year 3.5, 4 comes. And now the tide start to turn. Now the power is going back to the people. And now if you can stay where you were for the last 3.5, 4 years, you need these people to give you the go-ahead. Tide turning. And all that while you was playing crazy about your number change. You ain't got to return no call. You ain't got to show up at this. You don't have to show up at that. You don't care what these people say, but this. You don't care about these. You taking care of the little. Can I tell you? Should I shut up? Y'all want me to continue or you want me to shut up? Let me see if anybody can tell me what to do. Do you want me to continue or you want me to shut up? Say continue? Okay. All them 3 years, them first 3 years, those people who rightly supported you, who supported you and rightly in your ear, whispering or shouting about what they would like to see for themselves or for other people or for the community, more than anything else, you are listening to them and you feel good if they feel good and you feel bad if they feel bad. And that's who you're listening to, that broader group of people. You're really focusing on that. You there, joy, sure, this one ain't unhappy because, you know, let me tell you what happens in politics. Oh, sugar. And all my friends and people who y'all just text me, y'all know what I'm talking about. All them people, they just put some pressure on you. They're your own people, you know, close to inside you. You change. You ain't paying attention. They go whisper. They do a whisper campaign on you. This next time you come to meeting, this one fits. And so between them and the fact that you moving around your constituency and people ain't feeling you the way they was feeling you before. Pressure. So you feeling that you the chairman, you can tell people, man, you all don't say nothing. We have a call out the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody trying to get into the show?
Hi, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. You asked for if we wanted you to continue. And so
someone of
what you do on air daily, sir, I called to ask you to continue because Mr. Lang, in some cases, as I believe that I'm learning to get into it, as God lead me according to purpose, things of Parliament crying for their own political future more than they cried for the people that they have been placed to serve, that they signed up to serve. And so, sir, continue. You are setting a fine example, Mr. Lang. Continue.
I appreciate you calling, sir. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. So, the pressure is coming. Oh, the pressure is coming because these people, once ignored, once marginalized, once subjugated, they now the kingmakers and the queenmakers again. You cannot easily ignore them anymore. And that pressure is coming because you ain't sure you're going to be where you are. See, and if you hold on to the thing tight, like if you love it, oh, I love being an MP, oh, I love being a senator, I love being a minister, I love being prime minister. If you love it more than you love the service of the country and you love the good of the country, if you love it, and then people know you love it. Oh, sugar, it's time now. My time, our time, the people's time. Are you walking in the food store? Go to my Arawaki. You go on passing through the hotel, and all you can see is eyes and whispers. And the precious mountain man. And all this pressure I under and my own supporters. Talking about me? Pressure. This text says, it is not a decision of the chairman. It's the decision of the supporters to speak out against their party. If they're headed in the wrong direction, I cry shame on any chairman who suggests this. This text says, Prime Minister Davis is still stuck on giving handout to the people. We still appreciate his help, him going in his pocket, but it's all about financial independence. Brave, keep the handouts. This text says the pressure's not coming, the pressure's here. Like, you ain't hear what I say. No one, nobody thought Perry Christie would have lost his seat in Farm Road, Cat Island, Rumpke, and San Salvador is not pleased. Poor infrastructure or no infrastructure at all in some areas. Oh, sugar. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I approve that last caller. I approve the message of the last caller. The F&M need good leadership. I think you should go for it. They need a good leader. I think you should
Why you all messing with me? You all did not hear me tell you all I'm not running. Next thing you know, you all go talking about, see the man say on the radio.
Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang,
I'm not running.
The F&M is in dire need of good leadership. Go for it.
The F&M of good leadership.
But you think so? Okay. Only time will tell.
But you asked me, right? I'm one person. So, yeah. Other people may not think so, but I'm just telling you what
Do you believe, sir, that an organization take on the spirit of the leader?
I think that the leader sets a tone in an organization, absolutely. I don't know about a spirit. Spirit is a little spookiness to me, but I mean, certainly I understand what you mean.
It's a little spooky.
I understand what you mean.
But you ever heard the terminology, so go the head, so go the tail?
Yes, sir, I know.
Okay.
You don't think the F&M's leadership is capable of winning the next election?
Well, whether they're capable or not, my thing is, win, lose, or draw, the leader. See, for me, like I said, my mother always tells me, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. But my thing is, you need to start with leadership. You need to start with good leadership. I mean, if you were to ask me today, what is the success of Michael Pintad as a leader, I don't know what to tell you. What could I tell you of his success
let me ask you this question. What is good leadership?
Well, good leadership is a man who have a heart for his people.
So let's start there. And that's your suggestion is he does not.
Well, look at what he's doing with his people who would have supported him when they ran him under their administration. They gave him an opportunity.
But who people are you talking about?
Who he is right now cutting off by the knees and everything and telling them they can't run and everything, but these are the same people who embraced him.
Man, you can't be serious because first of all, you cannot be serious. Hubert Alexander Ingram won the government in 1992 with Maurice Moore, C.A. Smith, and lots of people on his side supporting him. And how many of them did not run in the previous and the next election because he was trying to do something different in the party? That's not a sign of any leadership.
Mr. Lang, here's where you went wrong for starters. You call Hubert Alexander Ingram's name. Now, Hubert Alexander Ingram is a man in his own league. You can't put these people in the league of Hubert Alexander.
You only making my point stronger, sir. If you regard him as a man in a league by himself, he did what you are accusing Michael Pintado of, then what are you saying?
Okay, I'll let you have that, Mr. Lang. I'll let you have that.
It's only logic, and if you had a different logic, I just would listen to it. That's only the logic I'm using.
I have a different logic, but I don't know if it matters.
I got you. No problem.
Okay,
I got you, brother. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling. We have this text says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Don't know if me." The older I get, it seems like silly season has gotten worse. The people, voters, I think if he is hurting, they would speak out. Continue, please. All right. Anyway, folks, let's take this final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Fender is carrying a new line of tile. the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Chivago Line, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. This text says he shows his true colors. Get him good. He can't convince me of nothing. I'm sorry. In case he's trying to make, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. You know, somebody asked if from the PLP one, you keep coming on the show saying you're a PLP and criticizing the PLP. You said that's what they said from day one. If you from day one criticizing the PLP and you keep doing that, you ain't no PLP. I don't buy that at all. You not from day one, but now if over time, as you observe things, you decide, you know, like take Anton. I would never question Anton's loyalty to the PLP, but I would also never question Anton's loyalty to the country, because Anton, over time, would come on the show and say, you know what, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that. Mind you, more often than not, he supports his party, he defends his party, and so forth, right? So you ain't no telling me you know F and M. Every time you come on, you criticizing Michael Pintard, you criticizing the F. I'm sorry. My mommy raised that kind of chat. Say, please inform the caller that no one who was prime minister of the first time went to prime minister school. So to discount Mr. Pinta because of your feelings is stupid. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I didn't know what he was talking about. But what he was talking about, to be honest with you. I don't know. Ah, boy. It's rough in leadership. Rough. So, producer, we don't have a call on the line, right? I don't think so. Okay. So I wanted to come on the show today to really test Thoughtless spirits. And tell you to be mindful of maintaining your innards in a way that protects your own peace, protects your own sense of dignity, your own love and compassion for other people beyond your over these external worldly affairs. Don't let nobody make your politics personal against nobody. You'd be a fool to do that. Don't let nobody make your politics personal against nobody. Bro, thank you for making your case for your party. I do not support them. Thank you. Bless you. Man, you want to have some tea? Yeah, man. Just like that. Some of your leadership in the country, y'all just make it personal. You do. You get nasty that way. You make it personal. You're not a good leader. You're not an effective leader. Because you get nasty and you make it personal. You're supposed to have a problem with my thoughts, my positions. But you have a problem with my person. And you try to get your little rumps go around the place and put that kind of position, personal position on people. You're not a good leader. You're not an effective leader. You are destroying the country because when you pit people against each other and treat people like they others instead of brothers and sisters, you are destroying the country. Because at the end of the political season, you would want to bring these same people together to work together to build a country, but you already made them see each other as enemies. You are silly if you think that way, leader. And you are silly if you think that way, follower. Very silly. I had a good conversation with a PLP supporter today. Well, I think she's a PLP supporter. I mean, she hinted that others have told her that that's what it is. I suspected that's what she was. I admit. But we had a wonderful conversation. She asked me about the outcome of the election. I thought that what it would be. We talked about that and so forth and so forth. And that's how it should be, right? You can't look at this lady and think something wrong with you because you can vote PLP, or you think there's something wrong with me because I can vote whatever you think I'm going to vote. Man, we can't do that. We have to know how beautiful it is that we get to choose in this country what we want to do. How beautiful that is, man. And I shouldn't have to vote how I vote with no duress. That you work for the government. And you scared to go vote how you want to vote because you think that's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Shame on us for not creating a democracy strong and vibrant and transparent and accountable enough to tell people, don't hit your head with that, man. Vote how you want to vote. At the end of the day, no thing. No thing. You ain't going to lose no position. You ain't going to lose no increment. You ain't going to lose your job. Because of your politics, if you get the job because of politics and the job of a contract attached to it and then a new party comes in and don't want to keep you, I with that. I used to tell F&Ms that. Listen, bro, you got this job, which you could do because I was able to favor you for that. But it's been a while, you didn't get nothing, the people denied you opportunity. If they don't want to keep you, don't come to me and tell me what they're doing. They're victimizing you. That's not victimization. When you lose a political job, you are not victimized if the people don't want to renew your contract. If in the middle of it, they want to get rid of you and pay you out, ain't no thing either. That's not victimization either. That's how I feel. But when you reaching in the private sector, reaching into people's jobs, because you hear this one is F&M, this one is PLP, and you denying people this and you denying people that because this one is F&M, this one is PLP, something wrong with you. You're not right. You're not right as a leader. You're not fit to be a leader. And if I ever find out that's the kind of way you're operating, I campaign against you. Because you're not right. You're not fit. That's not how we want to live in this country at all. I know that they're listen, be political patronage. But it can't be the norm. It can't be the norm and not the exception. There's going to be some preferences. We know that for a fact. I mean, come on, man. Let's live in the real world. That can't be how you're treating everybody across the board. Everybody across the board looking at civil servants cock eye because they laughing at MPLP DNA COI. No, man, that's not right. I'm not right. And if you was an FNM and you're looking at the thing like that, that's wrong. If you was a PLP and you're looking at the thing that way, oh, child, when we come to office, we need to get rid of him and get rid of her and get rid of them and get rid of the next one. Oh, no, something wrong with y'all. Something wrong with y'all. Not right. Mm-mm. You, but Alexander Ingram used to stress that to me all the time. He said, Zhivago, you run around trying to do only for FNMs. You will mess up because you ain't know how nobody vote. Even though they may tell you, you don't know. Your job is to do what is right and appropriate to the extent possible. And he didn't ever know it. You know, Chicago, we have some generals and soldiers. You got to do some things for them. We know that. They've been deprived a long time. We know that. But as a general rule, you're not about the business of make nobody sit down in the corner because you're FNM and PLT now. If you, while the government, one party was in office, act a fool in your work and not act professionally in your work, and people say, well, listen, because on that basis, I want to make sure you are not in a situation that could compromise my situation. I understand that totally. So I ain't giving no civil service license to do nonsense and then decide, oh, people shouldn't acknowledge that you did nonsense. But as a general rule, you can't be hurting people because of their political persuasion, man. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Shame on you when you seek to do that in the country. Don't let me find out. I talk to business right here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. He spares life. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Do it.
In this way, so starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. I'm standing up, I'ma face my demons, I'm made.